Hello and welcome. This is Surya Silva, and I'm the author of this program, Life Beyond Limits for Women. This program is designed to provide you with the foundation information to create your life of fulfillment, happiness, and joy. It's my gift to you and your empowerment. You will learn how to increase your awareness in order to move beyond any restrictions you experience in life. And we all have internalized messages, so you're not alone in that. The reality of life is that self-awareness is the only tool that creates lasting growth and freedom. There is no greater investment than to invest in yourself and your own awareness. There are 15 segments in this series, and whilst they do stand alone, for the best outcome, I suggest you begin with number one and follow them through. The series will be repeated at a later date. This is a journey home to yourself, to your freedom, your healing, and your growth. A journey that will take you to the brilliance of the woman you were born to be. Enjoy the program, and I'd love to receive any feedback that you'd like to provide. Hello, and welcome to our program, Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is Module 1 and Lesson 1. I'm so excited that you're here, and thank you so much for joining our tribe and becoming part of this community. My name is Surya Silva, and I'm the creator of this program. I'm a transformational educator, coach, and healer. There's no coincidence that you're here joining us on this particular program. With hundreds and literally thousands of courses available on the internet, you found your way here, to this course. That says to me that this is the right information for you at this particular time in your life. And I trust that this program will provide exactly what you need to create your life beyond limits. So let me tell you a little bit about myself, who I am, and my story. I've been studying this material for more than 25 years and working with women for all of that time. I've integrated a great deal of knowledge, skills, and wisdom that I offer to you in this package. In the past, I grew up in domestic violence, family violence, and when I left home, unfortunately, I was attracted to more relationships that were also about domestic violence. Life was pretty tough and challenging. I lurched from one crisis to the next. I didn't really know joy and happiness. I just knew how to survive the very next crisis of whatever it was that was going on. Then in my early 20s, I had a very serious health crisis. It was a type of life event that pushed me to step back from my life and have a look at what was happening. Life hadn't been particularly joyful until now, and here I was having a series of operations that would impact the rest of my life. Plus, I was still involved in an abusive relationship. Yet there was a part of me that was calling for something else. Maybe that was my higher consciousness or spirit or the infinite intelligence calling me to move into something bigger than what I had known, to move out of all those limitations where I was so comfortable. I couldn't name it at the time. I just knew that something had to be dramatically different or I would end up on this trajectory for the rest of my life. And that wasn't very fun, much fun. There was a part of me that thought there had to be something more in life than what I had known so far. There had to be more than violence and difficulties and constant challenges and simply existing through all of those tough times. I wanted to be able to do something with my life, to be able to thrive and make a difference. So I made quite an extraordinary decision for a young woman, and I decided that I would find meaning in my life, and the meaning of life in general. My experience of abuse had been such that I wanted to do everything I possibly could so that other women wouldn't have to go through the same pain and trauma that I experienced. That decision has taken me on an extensive search of personal growth and freedom, and what it takes to move out of the old ways of functioning into new and exciting possibilities. I've been fortunate to study with and be mentored by some of the great teachers of our time, and for whom I offer my constant thanks. So in this program, I've gathered some of the most essential information for you to know. And I offer you the opportunity to come to know yourself in new and marvelous ways. From there, you'll be able to move beyond any of the limits that you're experiencing. Most of all, you'll be able to rejoice in the fullness and the brilliance of who you are. So to create some context for the program, in the bigger picture of our society, there are many world events going on right now that are creating all sorts of distress, uncertainty and anxiety for people. I'm sure you've experienced some of those yourself. They're everywhere around us right now. Such events require new levels of skill and awareness to manage them, and kindness and compassion become really essential skills in this. In addition to that, technology is shifting our society at such a rapid rate. You can see that with artificial intelligence, with robots, and all the digital devices. Life as we know it is changing very fast. What that means for all of us is that every single human being, and women in particular, are going to have to manage their life in ways that they've never known before. In order to manage such a rate of change, we have to develop our awareness and consciousness. You see, alongside of that, human evolution is also shifting at a really rapid rate. A shifting consciousness is happening, and women all around the world are tapping into it. You can see this with so many different websites and groups that are happening around the world. There's opportunity right now to step up and step out. And women are seeking their own greatness, to tap into their own authenticity, to live in a state of awareness and inner truth, and to connect with their purpose and passion. What a marvelous opportunity that we all have right now to be able to step into the bigger parts of who we are. You see, with this shift in evolution, we're able to see how we can actually step out of the things that have created so many limitations. And for hundreds of years, women have been held back by conditions in society that have encouraged us to be less than who we really are. Yet with this shift, there's new opportunity for women, for all of us. There's opportunity to live beyond the limits imposed by either internal limitations or external ones. They might be religious, society or media restraints. And in this program, we're going to look at both sources of limitations and see how you can move beyond them. These same shifts in consciousness are rippling all around the world. This is such an exciting time. You might be aware of women who are finally doing something that they've always wanted to do. I'm a bit like that. I've been wanting to put my programs online for such a long time, and finally I'm doing it because the energy is there to support me. Or you've heard about marvelous empowerment projects happening around the world. Or perhaps you know about women who are caring for their environment in new ways. Women who are seeking like-minded sisters, or perhaps they're building their communities. You can see this shift in so many parts of our society. In order for you to move beyond any limits that you experience in your life, you need to really take on board the knowledge that there is no greater investment in life than to invest in yourself and your own consciousness. Because it is absolutely true that self-awareness is the only tool that creates lasting growth and freedom. We can have all the intellectual knowledge that's possible to know, and yet still be living lives of misery. It's such an exciting time because you can really grow now from the life of restraints or smallness or settling for what you know. Certainly in my early 20s, I knew that I was settling for far too little. A part of me wanted something more. A part of me was yearning to grow, and at that time, I just didn't know how to do it. I had to start on this journey of exploration and research and study, because study is what will take you there. You have to really understand yourself and the journey that takes you to a life of fulfillment, of happiness and joy. And what better way to live your life? You see, so many of us have never been taught the skills of increasing our awareness. We weren't taught how to grow our consciousness or to connect with our souls. We weren't taught how to move beyond limitations. In this program, that's what's available for you. The opportunity to develop the skills of your conscious development and to move into your own brilliance. What a marvelous thing to be doing in life. To know that you're making a decision to move into the bigness of who you are, to develop your consciousness, to be awake in life. You see, we live in a spiral universe, and these are energies that are much bigger than ourselves. And we're spiritual beings having a human experience with intelligence. So there are things that are far bigger than us in life and beyond our control in life. And yet we can control ourselves and our relationship to those energies. You might know this energy called consciousness or higher self. You might call it source energy, infinite intelligence, or infinite wisdom. For you, it might be Buddha, Goddess, Gaia, God, or perhaps quantum energies. Whatever the name you give it, these energies are always available for you. Yet, you have to learn how to tap into them. Because these are the energies beyond the ego and the personality, beyond the patterns of the mind that keep us all so limited. They're energies of truth and flow, possibility and probability. And they're there for you to use once you know how to access them. In order to experience this sense of fulfillment and consciousness, you do have to grow your own awareness. For many of you, I'm sure that you're a leader in your family or your community, your social groups, or a leader at work. And we know from all of the lived experience that self-awareness and emotional intelligence are crucial to your leadership. Without it, it's really difficult to make a difference or to move forward. In addition, for women, it's about tapping into the wisdom of your body, the knowing in your heart that holds your truth, and it's to hear that soft, gentle voice of truth whispering in your ear. It's to listen to the infinite wisdom of your own higher consciousness. And it's a sacred journey home to the wholeness of who you are as a woman living in this time. Breathe that in for a moment. This is a journey home to yourself, to your freedom and growth, a journey beyond any limits that you may have experienced in life so far, and home to the brilliance of who you are as a woman of this world. It's the most beautiful journey. To live this way will bring you so much happiness and joy, purpose and passion and fulfillment in life. And what a marvelous way to live. That brings us to the end of Lesson 1 and Module 1. So I'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you so much. All the best. And bye for now.